And this is a plot of resistivity versus carrier concentration. It's a log plot, and you see for silicon, the resistivity changes enormously as you change the carrier concentration. So about here somewhere, it would become a degenerate semiconductor, and the chemical potential moves into the band gap. And down here, this is 10 to the 12, is about as low as you can dope a semiconductor on purpose. If you try to go to lower concentrations than that, then just residual background donors that you don't have under your control will determine the doping. Right? So if you try to dope it to 10 to the 6 N, it may end up being P because there's more of something else. There are other impurities that never got out of the crystal. So the lowest doping that you can specify is about 10 to the 12th. And you see it's very dependent on carrier concentration, and that's coming from this formula. So this is resistivity, which is 1 over the conductivity, and it's coming from the formula that the resistivity depends on the carrier concentration, and if you change the carrier concentration exponentially, it also changes the resistivity exponentially. And the relationship between these two is the mobility. So the slope in these lines here should be the mobility for electrons and holes.
Okay, so I think I will stop here. And now I've done intrinsic and extrinsic semiconductors, so next time I'll talk a little bit about semiconducting devices.